This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United Nations said Monday COVID-19 could cause an additional 500,000 AIDS deaths if treatment is disrupted long term. It's a warning the pandemic is jeopardizing years of progress against HIV. At the start of a week of virtual international AIDS conferences, the UN said the world was already way off course in its plan to end the public health threat even before COVID-19. Around the world, the number of infections from the new coronavirus is almost 11.5 million. The U.S. number, close to 2.9 million. Worldwide, more than 535,000 people have died from COVID-19. That number is 130,000 in the United States, the hardest hit country. India reported more than 23,000 new coronavirus cases Monday, pushing its total during the pandemic past Russia for third most in the world. It now trails only the United States and Brazil in terms of overall confirmed cases. India is still closed to international travel, but New Delhi has gradually been lifting restrictions on local tourism, trying to boost India's COVID-devastated economy. Officials have extended lockdowns on businesses, monuments, and other attractions, including at the Taj Mahal. The Greek government said Monday Greece and Britain will fully resume flights July 15th, as Athens tries to salvage its all-important summer tourist season. Greece lifted restrictions on flights from European Union countries to its two main airports June 15th and the rest on July 1st, but had kept a ban in place on fellow member Sweden and former member Britain, as well as several other countries with large coronavirus caseloads. A spokesperson said the government is still monitoring the situation with COVID-19 in Sweden. Greece said it's banning travelers from Serbia until July 15th after the number of cases there rose.